News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Good morning, February the 25th, 7:05 in the morning. Our lines are here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
Why do you act like this is always a surprise? Every morning for 3.5 years, I have started with, and joining us this morning is Bad Bob.
Sir, I don't know, sir.
Okay. Be that
don't
way.
Don't start this Monday like this, please.
Hello, honey.
Good morning.
How are you? You know what? I was out shooting this weekend. And by the way, to Gary and Heather, super job out there. What can I say? One of our listeners and his daughter, super job. And I got back. Well, the whole class did well. I just want to throw them. I'm going to talk about others later. But
the way, I'm doing great.
Well, that was the point I was getting ready to make. This is the point I was getting ready
get
to make.
Get ready.
I come home, and my wife is in tears. And I go, honey, what's wrong? I kind of feel like that, you know, when – I kind of feel like, you know, there's something wrong when she's crying. She's happy because she is watching – the Oscars, the red carpet area at the Oscars.
The Academy Awards.
The Academy Awards. So
I always get verklempt.
Is that bad?
No. In fact, I just had an email from our good friend Barbara. It's, you know, it's, we start to get ready. I mean, I poured myself a glass of champagne. I put on my satin pajamas. I put a flower in my hair. You know, it's kind of like a sacred ritual. Usually I've done it before where I've actually put, you know, the dining table in front of the TV, and I just know the work that goes into the whole, production of a movie, and it could take years and years and years. Jessica Chastain, for instance, that she, of course, her breakout role was in The Help. And she was in Zero Dark Thirty. She was there with her grandmother, the beautiful redhead. And she, had 6 pictures that were all done to, one right after the other. But because of release dates, see, we don't know about all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes because of release dates or however, they didn't come out until all of a sudden, boom. But she's been working diligently year after year. And then, of course, there's Daniel Day-Lewis, who won the Best Actor, and we look at how much, you know, he embodies the character. In fact, he gave a shout-out to his wife about how many different personalities she's had to be with through the years.
Well, after we start the show here, I want to spend at least a few minutes on the Academy Awards because there was a lot of flack afterwards about this and on Seth MacFarlane. Who was the host? You know, was he the very worst in history? I don't know. Anyway, but we're going to start off like we always do, Monday through Friday, right here on KCNR with our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 73 points this morning, bringing it to 14,074. The S&P 500 is positive 9 at 1,524. And the NASDAQ is positive 22 at 3,184. Active stock today includes Zynga up 46 cents at $3.65. And Affymax, after a negative drug result, down 13.88 at $2.64. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 6 cents at $9.11, and Bank of Commerce is unchanged at $5.01. Turning to the bond market, the 30-year bond is trading lower this morning, bringing the yield to 3.18%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is up 38 cents at $93.51. Gold is up $15.40 at $15.88.20. And silver is up 55 cents at $29.07. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop-Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive where their offices are or give them a call at 530-243-7561. Our Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, what's weather going to be like today?
It's going to be beautiful, actually. And I went up to the doggy park yesterday. I was really chilly. I was quite surprised because, you know, weather's been fluctuating a lot. But today, it's currently 38 degrees. Looks like we're going to have a mostly sunny today with temperatures around 64 and partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 39. Oh, it will be a beautiful, one of those beautiful, don't pack away your sweaters. Mostly sunny tomorrow with 68, Wednesday around 68, Thursday around 70. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. In fact, there is an integrity, what's it called?
Integrity Project. Having a rally.
Rally. Wednesday up at Anselmo Venues, at the chapel.
That's right. About 11:30.
About 11:30 on Wednesday. So, we'll be up there and it should be very interesting to see what,
what's going on up there.
What everybody's planned.
Yeah.
Lots of speaking and, you know, information and a lot of people are frustrated with some things that have been going on in the North State. And I think this is just basically trying to bring together the county and the people and everybody to
the big thing is starting us work together and which is what we usually want. I mean, you would think that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some Academy Awards, because if I don't, my life as I know it will change dramatically.
And other things that happened through the weekend.
We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
There was a time
that was
all went wrong.
Anne Hathaway in
Les Mis. Now, frankly, okay, of all the shows out there that were, you know, in Argo, I haven't seen Argo, but I've seen Lincoln.
Film of the year.
Les Mis was, I thoroughly enjoyed that.
We want to go back. I know you watched it several times. That's kind of your style. Well, you watched that
one spot.
Live
the
performance.
Singing. Frankly,
yes.
The singing was what did it for me.
Yeah.
Anytime that Russell Crowe gets up there.
Hugh Jackman, they came out.
Yeah, but anytime Russell Crowe comes out there and sings is big. I mean, this guy is, you know, is a fighter and all that stuff, but when he sings, it was something. It was very moving.
You know what moved me? I have to say my night, the performance for me for the night was Dame Shirley Bassey.
Oh.
I mean, I will never forget till the day I die. Being with my parents in LA at my mom's cousin's cousin or something, and they said, hey, we happen to have tickets to Dorothy Chandler. While you're here, do you mind going to sing Shirley Bassey? I didn't quite understand who she was. So here, the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, here all of a sudden, you know, it's like, ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Bassey. And half of the crowd, in all their beauty, stood on the chairs and went flipped out because the first thing you heard was wah, wah, wah. And it was like, wah! And she comes out with this gold dress.
Yeah.
And this, with this train that went for half of the stage and the gold finger. And she, you know, she's very dramatic. There she was last night in all of her glory. And you know what? I just love the fact that, you know, she got her props last night. She delivered. So
she did.
That was a moment for me.
Okay. Well, that, you know what? It was, you know, frankly, and you know how I feel about Academy Award shows, is my description of them are self-licking ice cream cones. Because it's people giving themselves awards. But I have to admit, there were, you know, there's movies that I enjoy. I'd be a liar if I said I did not enjoy going to the movies. All right.
What did you do this weekend?
Well, I had a shooting class, advanced pistol, which was a great class. And I talked about Gary and Heather and then, the good doctors and, how great they did. And then our other members of the class that, were just outstanding. And, you know, I guess it's like this, you know, there's so much emphasis on what's going on with the Second Amendment that I just love to see is that people are going out and they're buying weapons and they're learning how to use them. And that's the bottom line. If you're going to buy a weapon, you need to know how to use them and you need to go to accredited instructors and have a class that's coming out of manuals and everything, not something somebody's making up. Because you can see the results of this, different levels of training when you get them to the second part of it. So, Ted Leidy, thanks a lot for the class you put on. Of course, Ted Ogilvie and Pete and Bob.
And there's
out there.
there's
a lot of people out there to make this work. I mean, there's almost one instructor out there per person to make sure it's safe and that everybody's learning.
Now, there was a night, shooting class as well that was
right.
in part of this, weekend.
Yeah, part of it was night shooting, teaching people to use a flashlight and use their weapon. It's hard to do. If you're out in a rural area and you're something going out, you're hearing your dogs barking or something, you go out You need to, if you feel like there's, there's coyotes or whatever out there and you need to be armed, you need to know how to use your weapon and also use a flashlight or some light source. Anyway, but then the other thing we were in was.
We also want to share about the weekend. It was the North State, Cancer League.
That's right.
Ball.
Night of a Thousand Lights.
Night of a Thousand Lights, Saturday evening at the Holiday Inn. We were asked to MC, along with, Mark LaSalle being the auctioneer. And, Jen Jacobson and Ashley Tate did a fantastic job, as well as all of the volunteers. It's lovely to see an event, where people come out. A lot of doctors there. Of course, they do a, let's always be mindful when we go to these events. Why are we there? And there were, there was a video of cancer survivors and where the money actually they had used. They were able to, be benefited by, the Northern Cancer League.
That's right.
And everybody came out. It was like our Oscar night here. I mean, the women came out in beautiful gowns. People say, oh, people are dressed and ready. No, that.
They were.
Hello.
They were
beautiful.
Yep. And I'd like to thank the Tates for inviting us to sit at their table, of course. And, of course, Mark LaSalle is the auctioneer. And we're going to be talking about Mark here in a few minutes anyway. But he heads up the economic development around here. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got some things to talk about. Guess what? Actually, there's an AP story about people being shocked about what? Felons cutting off GPS units that's around their ankles? Well, let's talk about that when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North States. Take us out with this.
Set the summer by my side. He filled my days with endless wonder.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this weekend. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaways, splashdown competition, backcountry horsemen, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone this weekend at the 27th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL CBS 12 and KNBN NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating our customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Trot. You know, I love looking across
going
this
over there
table.
I'm going over there today.
I love looking across this table at you.
Oh, well, yeah, I kind of switch positions because I like being right
like
under
this.
The vent.
I like this. Hey, anyway, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Of course, Espresso Joe's has got the best coffee you can imagine. Veterans always get discounts, and everybody's treated with respect down at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Yeah, I saw an article in the paper. You know, how long have we been talking, and Linda and Bob, how long have we been talking about the problem with the AB 109 and how it's just been, you know, it's just, so, you know, it's filling the jails up of all the counties? What, a year?
Quite a while.
A big article in the paper today.
Not like this train snuck up on it.
Yeah, from Sacramento. The AP says, oh, my God, convicted sex offenders taking off their monitors. Why? There's nothing happening to them. There's no room in the prison. The Fresno parole agent, head of the parole agent says, if the public knew, they'd be shocked. Hey, they'd be shocked. Where have you been? You know, and this is the thing. We've talked about this. I've talked with this about the sheriff. I've talked with about the chief. With anybody that listens, everybody agrees, is that when you're in a large town, it doesn't seem like, we talk to people down in Sacramento, whoa, AB 109 is affecting your community. What's AB 109? They have no idea. They have no idea because it's not, because it's, you know, such large communities, you know, large cities, they don't see it. But now the articles are starting to hit the paper is that, hey, one of these guys had assaulted two 15-year-old girls. They didn't even lock them up. They put that GPS monitor on him. He's gone. They haven't even seen him since. But others are doing this because there is nothing they can hold over their head. They do not put them in jail. The same problem that we were having and are having, except in our cases, our guys are smart enough if they're a sex offender, boom, they go into jail and then they let somebody else out. But you know, I don't, you know, when you see this, I hope they keep writing stories like this so people will realize that AB 109 is affecting the whole state.
Do you think, okay, you know, I'm not sure if it's just me, but I'm curious with our listeners and our chat packers. You know, and yes, we're living in a different time. You know, it makes me, I guess the older I get, the more I think of times. Now, I'm sure I remember in the 60s and the 70s how much our society changed, and I was part of this and watched it going on around me. But when you look back and you think of culturally the pride, I see a dumbing down of our society, a tolerance. It's almost as if the criminal, he has rights. He has these rights. You know, raping two girls and being on the street. What if that picture looked like 40 years ago?
Well, I don't think it would have happened. As far as rights, yeah, they do have rights. And you know what? They have rights. But when their rights become more than our rights. When their rights are more important than the rights of law-abiding legal citizens in this country, there's something wrong here. You know what? The clowns have taken over the circus. And that's why the clowns have taken over the circus. And lawyers, pat yourselves on the back. Not all of you, because a bunch of you are fighting it. But there are certain legal institutions out there. Pat yourselves on the back. You're making our streets unsafe. Because, you know what? They need more health care. So they do this. And so then our Democratic legislature, which, by the way, super news, was that one of the senators, from what I understand in the news on Friday, one of the Democratic senators resigned And now they have no longer have a supermajority in the California State Senate. And we're going to check about this, but I saw that in the news. And this just happened to be, unfortunately, one of the moderate Democrats, which was trying to fix the EPA laws. So to answer your question, sweetheart, is things have changed. The pendulum has swung the other way, totally. Now we've got to try and get it back in the, going at least heading back in the other direction.
Well, we're going to have to take a break here, a hard break. But I do know that I have noticed that when I get out of the car these days, I'm doing it much more with much more alert. Anyway, we'll be back with some information about a new upcoming event, UPREP. We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network stocks are on the rise this morning as investors keep an eye on the results of Italy's general election. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 70 points. Meanwhile, according to Thomson Reuters, Hostess Brands will be meeting with a bank Wednesday to launch a $450 million term loan in efforts to back the buyout of its snack cake brands by Apollo Global and C. Dean Metropolis, with Credit Suisse leading the deal. Lender commitments to the loan will be due March 8th. And flying to your next vacation destination will soon be more expensive. Airfare for domestic flights are expected to rise more than 4.5% this year, with international rates jumping more than 8%, according to a survey of travel managers by the GBTA Foundation. The reason? Business travel.
Internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes. We can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach, good morning. KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. 530-605-4567. Is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Lighten up. It's Monday morning, 7:35 in the morning. You know, it is the, guess what, 25th.
February the 25th. My goodness. You know what? We've lost another month, and here Bob's just been sitting here the whole month. Bob's been sitting here the whole month acting like everything was just, you know, normal, and here it is, the 25th. How many more days in this month, Bob?
Three.
Okay, that was a test to see if you knew that. 28th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, price competitive, locally owned, family operated. Everything to make Shasta Gas Propane the company of your choice. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane.
We love our community, and with us this morning is Sandy Mastin and Cassandra Giordano. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And the gals are here this morning to talk about UPREP's event, which is March 9th. Again, the title is called?
We're Going Places.
And we're going places. I like that. Around the world, we're going places.
Yeah, last year was into the future, and this year we're going places. And as you can see with yesterday's news, we are going places with the two big Science Bowl wins.
Yeah, you did. Congratulations. That is such a big deal because it's not just California schools.
No.
Science Bowl.
You had two of your teams in it.
We had two teams, and I understand that they went head-to-head, and one came out on top, and we're just thrilled.
That's wow. Right. So your team's going to Washington, D.C. on an all-expenses-paid trip to compete in the Office of Science National Science Bowl in April. We expect them to bring home the trophy.
I have no doubt.
I'm sure it'll happen.
Well, you know, we're a big fan of your school and your academically brilliant school and what you stand for. Let's talk about the event March 9th. Okay, you know, it's I like to do things visually. Could you share with our listeners what the night's going to look like and all of the money that's coming from the event, what it's going towards? I think if we can see that, it's like, wow, it's right there for us.
Absolutely. Well, we have Chad Fowler, who is our decorations chair. He has been for the last 4 years. And when you walk into the event, this is going to be at the Redding's Elks Lodge this year. Prior, we've had it at the Gaia, so we're kind of changing it up. So when you walk in, he's going to have the event. It's just going to look almost like you're going on board. It'll be over-the-top decorations. It's a classy event, top shelf. And then when people walk in, they register, they go through and see the silent gaming or the silent auction tables. They'll see amazing decorations. They will see a wall of wine. They will see a beautiful buffet table set up.
Don't forget the dessert auction, Sandy.
Oh, and then we have a big, huge live dessert auction. Our auctioneer is Mark LaSalle's again. Mark and Mary have always supported us. And then this year, we have some amazing guest master ceremonies that we're happy. Thank you so much,
absolutely.
Carl and Linda. They're going to join us this year.
It's our honor, of course. And one of the big things for the night for you guys is the gaming tables.
Of course. And then the casino gaming. That's where they start out. 5 o'clock, doors open. They'll have roulette and some blackjack. We have some table sponsors that sometimes they bring in their own dealers, and then other times we have some other guest dealers. So it's always upbeat. People love it. We have to bring it back because some of them just go there just to have the gaming. But, of course, it's all for an absolute great cause. We're raising money this year. The Educational Foundation is sponsoring or is helping with the proceeds for Project iPad. And Project iPad was a collaboration of the teachers came up and said, what do you want this year as our big fundraising event, and they said, we would like to have a cutting-edge technology in our classrooms. This is UPrep. And so it puts an iPad and an Apple TV in every classroom by the start of next year. So the foundation has agreed to do matching funds. It's going to cost $30,000, and the foundation will match it up to $15,000. Now, the other fundraising, we have groups that come in. They may be the athletic boosters, the music groups, drama, dance, and they raise their individual funds directly with Raise the Paddle and their silent auction items as well as some of the live action items. So it's a huge event.
It sounds
lots of work.
It sounds great. Cassandra, are you, tell us your involvement.
Well, I jumped right in last year as donations chairperson, and I again am holding that role. I wanted to talk a little bit more about our gaming sponsor scenario. We still have a couple of spaces available, and we are limited on that. We can't just have endless gaming sponsors. It's kind of a fun thing. If you are interested in doing that for your business or as an individual, please contact UPrep School, and we can definitely set you up and put you in contact with that person.
So how does that look? Somebody comes and says, you know, I really like UPrep. I want to be involved with this Apple iPad, match. They contact the school and they would say, okay, I want to sponsor a table. Is that how it works, Andy?
Absolutely. Well, it's really easy because they go to myuprep.com and then we have an entire website dedicated to the foundation. And then there's a donate now. And then of course it describes Project iPad. And then it also, you can just click on the button and donate for the various groups or those items that you're interested in wanting to fund.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guests are Sandy Mastin and Cassandra Joe Donnell. From UPrep, and we're getting ready, because we've got a great event happening March 9th, and there's still some tickets left.
We're going places.
We'll be right back.
We got live. Okay.
Do you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
You, why did you make me look at that?
Oh, no, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bob, KCNR 1460. We're trying. Good morning. How are y'all? It's February the 25th, 7:44 in the morning. It is, 42 degrees out there.
I dropped my headphones.
530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're with UPrep. You know, and the ladies here, they were talking about their, the UPrep, the big fundraiser, the big auction. It's We're Going Places. UPrep's fifth annual dinner and auction on, it's going to be at
March 9th.
Elks Club. And this, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the UPrep. It ranks 176 on the Newsweek's best high schools list. And there's more than 18,000 schools that were evaluated, with only 500 earning a place on the list. Listed in America's best high schools 2012 by U.S. News and World Report. 2012 API score of 930. They've got kids going back for the science, for the big science bowl back in, Washington D.C. because the Office of Science, National Science Bowl. And you teach Latin.
How about that?
At UPrep. I mean, you know, the schools all over Shasta County, I'm proud of them. But UPrep, you guys have broken the code on a lot of these
things.
They've
done an excellent job. As a parent, seeing the teachers, their dedication and involvement with these students, couldn't make us happier.
Okay, now you all established the UPrep School Educational Foundation in 2006. I mean, it's a nonprofit.
That's right.
And it's to raise money to help, to bring things to the students that it's no longer in the budget.
Well, right. And raising funds just enhances the programs that we already have. We help with some of the music, drama. Of course, last year we got the wonderful marquee out there so that we could kind of partner with the community and announce those events that go on at the MAR, but also to highlight the activities of UPrep and then to give, you know, provs to our sponsors over the time. So, yeah, we're raising monies for dance projects, for what are some of the other events?
Well, the different groups at the school that will be submitting auction items, such as live or silent auction, we've got some wonderful live auction items I'd like to talk about, if you
sure.
don't mind.
Yeah.
We've got some junior high graduation tickets, 4 reserved tickets for that. We've also got some for the high school, along with a reserved parking spot. How exciting is that?
Well, up there, that's very cool.
Reserved parking. That's it. Click.
Exactly. How exciting. And then we have this one. The ski team is raising money for a murder mystery dinner for 8.
Now, wait a minute. You have a ski team?
Yes, we do.
Of course.
Frankly, I find that wonderful that you all have a ski team. So you're not afraid to have people shoot shotguns in?
That's right.
Absolutely not. It's a great sport, too, and an Olympic sport.
We have golfing?
We do. As a matter of fact, we have a phenomenal golf package that was put together. So that's going to be wonderful. We've got a Napa package, a new company called Vine Driven, vinedriven.com. You can check them out on the web. They're partnering for some of the local wineries in the Napa area. So that's kind of exciting. We've got San Francisco Deli, a barbecue for 40 of your closest friends. How exciting is that? The Rivercat Sacramento trip. We've got a Trinity backpack trip the
Ooh.
Dance department is putting together.
Ooh.
Well, now, and these, like,
we've done
know,
that
and,
before.
And,
that's
and
fabulous.
You've got things up in Incline Village. You've got places up in Medford. You've got places on the coast. You've got just absolutely great silent auction and live auction. Is there any silent auction too, right? Am I wrong?
We do.
And then so silent and live auction. You have got so many great things there.
Absolutely.
What are the tickets? How much are the tickets to attend this event?
$50 per ticket. And then if you sponsor a table for eight, it's $550. And that includes preferred seating, champagne, and I think it's $1,000 worth of gaming chips that you can share with your guests.
We had a hot live auction item come in today off the press on my text message, actually, as I was coming in this morning. The Victorian's Secret up in Ashland, one of our UPrep families, is donating that. I think it's 3 nights, 4 days, no limitations. How exciting is that?
That is, and that's a beautiful place.
And Ashland's just a, 2-hour drive, so if you needed to get away for a wonderful weekend. The beautiful thing about attending, events like this is that your money is moving towards a higher purpose.
Right.
You are having a good time. But if you wanted to buy that trip, let's say, for instance, your parents or your sister or your husband or something that you're getting together to do something for somebody else, your funds are going towards a higher purpose of educating the kids. And that's pretty cool.
And one of the big things is those college field trips. A lot of the proceeds go directly to busing children or our students all over the state to attend the different colleges together, and that inspires their discussion and talk of what campus do they want to attend. So they come back inspired and absolutely motivated, and that's a huge part of what we raise funds for.
Well, congratulations again. To have two teams in the Science Bowl, I think, really speaks volumes of the kind of education the kids are getting at UPrep and the how engaged they are.
You know, when you see a school doing it the right way and it's going in the right direction, you want to do everything you can to support that. And if you see one going the wrong way, you want to stop that direction. But if you've got it going, you're going in the right direction. You've got the parents, obviously the parents and the teachers, everybody and the staffs, behind this. So this is a great event, my friends. Linda and I are going to be there as the Masters of Ceremonies. Mark LaSalle, of course, our buddy, and the best auctioneer up here in the North State will be there. There's so many things that are available that night. Great dinner. It's going to be a super night on March 9th. Tell us again, give us the name, or give us the phone numbers and the website so people can take a look at that.
Our website is www.uprep.com, and our phone number, Cassandra, is your 242-2404.
And?
I believe that's right. I had to take a quick look here. You can contact the main office at 530-245-2790 or go to www.myuprep.com.
Great. Sandy Mastin and Cassandra Giordano.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
We will see you March 9th, and we'll encourage all of our listeners to come out as well.
Yeah, come join us.
We have to take a break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. That was for you, Fargy. Community radio for the North State. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors of Reading in the North State. Stop by and visit your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here in Reading in the North State. You know, they've got a car, truck, or SUV to fit everyone's needs, whether it's new, previously owned, whatever. They have it, and they're going to make great deals on you, for you on these vehicles. Not only that, their service department is second to none. Take care of your vehicle, get you back on the road in the minimum amount of time. That's Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177. That's 530-223-2177. Or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue, right in Reading. It's just one of those buttons over there. It's one of those buttons there, Bob. No, you know what? That is not, no, she wasn't moving. She was right there. You can make that excuse.
Do you know what
you can run, but you can't hide.
Do you know what I think we should do? Right now?
Right now, give away tickets.
There you go. You read my mind.
Okay, you know what? Let's give away two tickets to the Guns and Antiques Show at the Reading Civic Auditorium for Sunday, March 3rd. Gates open at 9 a.m.
Well.
Whoa. You know what? Let me tell you about the gun show. It's going to be 150 people, vendors in there talking to each other because they've sold all the guns and ammo. They're just going to say, should have been here yesterday. So, anyway.
I attended one of these shows, some years back. And at that particular time, and those people who maybe have antique guns, some of the vintage ammo. I mean, tell me about vintage ammo. Is it?
Some of it's just collectible. It's just collectible ammo.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know if I'd shoot it. Now, here's the other thing, too, is that last year they had tables full of ammunition. I would bet you this year you want to get there early on Saturday morning. But these tickets, of course, being on Sunday, they bring in the next load on Sunday.
We just have two tickets. We've had three calls come in back to back. Now, do you want to do,
Okay, all right. We've given them away here.
Do we want to do the other two we have over there for another event?
Let's wait till the next hour for that. We've got another great event. Okay, Marvin, you have.
Congratulations.
You have two tickets. And head on down here to 1326 Market Street right down here and come in the office and ask and identify yourself and you will be given the tickets. Okay. You know, that was cool. They do so much there. And it's, you know what? It's at will. Is that it? Is that the way it is? At will workplace is that you can be fired. There are no unions at UPREP. It's a charter school. Everybody from the principal on down to the newest educator, newest teacher can be released for cause there. And there's no union to have to fight or argue with or discuss this with. You know, we've got just like, 1 minute left? The Record Searchlight really ripped into Jones and Bassetti and Cad. So we're going to offer the gentlemen, all three of them, if they want to come in here at one time. And, you know, you want a voice back? Then give me a call today, and we will have you on as soon as possible. And if I have to move some things around, I will do that. Because I think you needed a chance to rebut what was said in the Record Searchlight. That was a lack of vision, I think it was used. Lack of vision, looking behind you. There's all these things in the future we should be looking at to spend money. I think you need a chance to rebut what was said in the Record Searchlight. And of course, you have, a way of doing that. That's why we're here, to give an alternate voice for those people that don't have a voice. Carl and the Bot. We'll be right back after the news. KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The deadline is in 4 days to avoid big looming budget cuts. And President Obama already pressuring Congress to do something takes his message to the nation's governors. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, live at the White House.
The president hosting the nation's governors here at the White House, and he'll be addressing them just a few minutes from now. He's hoping to enlist their help in pressuring Republicans over the automatic sequester spending cuts that kick in Friday. Yesterday, the White House released a state-by-state breakdown of the impacts of the sequester. Now, House Speaker John Boehner's office says the president needs to spend less time telling Americans how bad the sequester is and instead work on replacing those spending cuts. In fact, Speaker Boehner will make a statement later today. Dave?
Mike, opening statements today, testimony tomorrow in New Orleans as the government and several states sue BP for the 2010 Gulf oil spill.
We know that BP's oil is still in this ecosystem. We find it after kind of every storm event.
Aaron Viles with the Gulf Restoration Network. BP claims the $42 billion it's already on the hook for in total liability is enough. Pope Benedict leaves the Vatican Thursday, and he's letting the Catholic Church find his replacement quicker. Fox News Radio, Simon Owen, live in London.
Dave, when a pope dies, there's normally a gap of at least 15 days before cardinals gather at the Vatican to elect a successor, but with this pope resigning, the Vatican confirming Pope Benedict has changed the rules. The conclave could now begin earlier. But the cardinals will be one down. Britain's most senior Roman Catholic cleric has resigned and won't be attending. Cardinal Keith O'Brien is facing allegations here of inappropriate behaviour with other priests. He denies those claims, Dave.
Simon, the Coast Guard keeps searching off the coast of San Francisco for a couple. Their 4-year-old son and another child missing after their sailboat sank yesterday.
We're not sure if they had life jackets or not. We know they did not have life rafts or survival suits.
That's Coast Guard Lieutenant Heather Lampert. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
They got a nasty storm last week, and now a blizzard is hitting Kansas over to New Mexico. People being urged to stay off the roads. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live in Chicago.
Several inches of snow has shut down roads throughout West Texas, and the Panhandle Police saying they just can't respond to emergencies anymore. The Amarillo area could get as much as a foot and a half of snow. Up to 65-mile-per-hour winds are creating whiteout conditions. Meantime, near Oklahoma City, freezing rain before the snow. Schools are closed across Oklahoma. Shovels and snow blowers have been on order for Terry Burke's hardware store up in Kansas City. But he says when it comes to salt,
people need the ice melt for their sidewalks and their driveways. We have plenty of that.
This storm is expected to reach us here in Chicago tomorrow. Dave?
Jennifer, Europe's horse meat scandal has spread to IKEA. It has stopped selling meatballs in Sweden after authorities in the Czech Republic detected horse meat in them. It's not clear if the furniture maker also will stop selling its Swedish meatballs in other countries. At the Oscars.
I need you to help me make a fake movie.
And Ben Affleck's film about that fake film was the film at the Academy Awards. Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah is at the show, now live in L.A.
Argo won Best Picture, one of its three Oscars. Daniel Day-Lewis made history for his win on the ABC show as the first person to get three Oscars for acting in a leading role.
I really don't know how any of this happened. I'm so grateful to the Academy for this beautiful honor.
Jennifer Lawrence won Best Actress for her role in Silver Linings Playbook, winning three awards from the Academy, Les Miserables, one for Anne Hathaway for Best Supporting Actress.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Best Supporting Actor went to Christoph Waltz for Django Unchained, which also won Best Original Screenplay. Dave?
Sabrina, on Wall Street, we're seeing the Dow now dip a little bit. It started off on the rise of about 70 points. Now it's down about 3. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State with Carl and DeBod. Good morning. February the 25th. It is 8:05 in the morning. Our lines are 530-605-4567, and that, of course, rolls over into several others. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Sweetheart, the weather for today.
Absolutely. Looks like we have 39 degrees in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 64, partly clouded tonight with temperatures around 39. Tuesday is going to be mostly sunny with 68, and Tuesday night around 40. This hour's weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards each and every day here on this 25th of February.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Now, let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now trading negative, down 10 points at 13,989. Standard & Poor's 500 is down fractionally at 1,515. And the NASDAQ is positive 5 at 3,167. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 11 cents at $11.33 and Nokia Corporation up 3 cents at $3.81. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 14 cents at $16.81. Bank of Commerce is up 5 cents at $5.06. Turning to the bond market, we are now finding higher prices there, bringing the 10-year Treasury yield down to 1.96%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 36 cents at $92.77. Gold is up $12.70 at $15.85.50. And silver up 49 cents at $29.01. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for our Wells Fargo Market Minute. That's Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. If you have questions about where you should put your money in the investments, they're the ones that you can go to and talk to, or just drive by and stop by on Park Marina Drive at their offices right there. Okay, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning. You have our update.
I do. Good morning. How are you?
We're fine, thank Elizabeth. You.
Great. Well, thanks for your call yesterday morning.
Well, you know what? Y'all, great shows. And I try to listen to all the shows, you know, as much as I can. And when I can, I give a call in.
Well, we appreciated it. Well, I wanted to give everybody a little update on what we're doing tonight at the Reading Tea Party. We meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road. That's the Destiny Fellowship Church. And tonight we are going to have Diane Amble, who is an investigative journalist. She's a member of the LA Press Club, and she has spent a great deal of time, because she's an animal rights activist, researching the Humane Society of the United States, and she's going to demonstrate to us that the Humane Society of the United States, not to be confused with our local Humane Societies, but the one of the United States, is not everything they portray themselves to be. And she exposes, over the years, she's exposed their misuse of power. And it actually, if you go to wethepeopleradio.us, which is the website for the Sunday morning radio show, if you look at the right side of that web page, you will find a list of all of the archived shows. And if you go to July of 2012 to July 8th, you can click on that link, and you will find everything that Diane Amble is actually going to share with us tonight. She goes into a great deal of detail about the Humane Society of the United States and how it's actually tied to the mob.
Whoa.
Wow. And I will leave the rest.
Okay,
to all the
that's tonight, huh?
Mind.
Yeah. Okay, that's tonight at
that's
6 p.m. at the Destiny Fellowship Church, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This
all
sounds
right.
like somebody else we need to poach off your show here. You know what I mean? They would come in here and tell us that the National Society is attached to the mafia. Okay. All right, well, we'll be right. Well, okay, our guest today is Dr. Doug McConnell. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Thank you.
We're going
to beautiful morning. I just got to drive in here from
thank
River.
Thank you.
Well, you know, here's the premier heart surgeon around here, and he comes in all ready to rock.
Love it.
And I'm sitting here, am I okay? Do I look okay?
Actually, you don't, Carl. You've already, but we can work on it. We got some plastic surgeons in town.
You look
quite healthy.
Okay, thank you.
Your wife certainly does.
We have to take a break, and let's do a correction on that weather. It is 41 degrees
and I
here.
Can attest to that on the Cypress Bridge
in the downtown studios of KCNR. We'll be right back.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation now, even the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. family-owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Loving you. Yes.
All right. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott.
Don't be shaking your booties. I don't want to see it this early in the morning.
Okay.
Hey, the time is 8:13 in the morning. It's 41.5 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Repairs, installation, emergency calls, routine maintenance. They've been in the business since 1992. A local, guys and girls, head to homecomfort.org is their website, or give them a call at 530-221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. Great people. Okay, our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell. And before we get into Obamacare, which is, yes, I think people are wanting to change the name so it's no longer Obamacare. It's what Obama doesn't care or anyway. But before we get into that,
yes,
I was informed and we're supposed to be a press release today.
Yes, I heard that.
That yeah. Shasta Regional Medical Center is?
Well, it was named by Thomson Reuters, a national rating agency, as one of the best 100 hospitals in the country. And I've yet to see all of the data or criteria on that, but I was just informed over the weekend of that. And I'll wait to hear, see all the details coming up, but that's a wonderful announcement. And I have to take my hat off to the wonderful people of that hospital. And I think, as I've told you before, you and Linda before over dinner, that a hospital is really just a building with the heaters and air conditioners. But what really makes a hospital good are the quality and culture of the healthcare professionals and management team inside it. And since I've arrived up here from Long Beach 3.5 years ago, I've been very impressed with the nurses and the technicians and the management team put in by the new owner 3 years ago, and just basically getting the job done and trying to do it right. And I think in 3.5 years, we've come from a hospital that had to be almost sold by the near bankruptcy by the previous owner.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting ready to lose, 600 jobs?
Was more like eight or 900
jobs and just going away.
And they were arrears in their payments to pharmacy companies, et cetera, and supplies were out. And then Prim Ready came in and took it over with Prime Healthcare and infused capital and changed a lot of things, including pay scales and contracts, things that were some pain. But from that point, which would be, I guess, right around the 1st of November of 2008. Yeah, November 2008 to now. So it's been quite a journey, and there's been a lot of great folks that have retained those jobs, and a lot of good patients and the town has benefited from having two good hospitals in town. Mercy's an excellent place too. But the point is, I think Reading and the community deserve two good hospitals, two good critical care units that are ready to able to take care of the sick and injured in town, and the two cardiac services. It's basically Reading deserves to have medical facilities that are worthy of the folks in this area, and they've got it. And Shasta Regional's come back and done a good job. So it's a little bit like watching a horse race and having someone who's sort of back in the crowd of horses suddenly do an outside run coming down the finish line, and here we are. So sprinting to the lead. So we're happy to do that. And, but again, it's really a hospital's building, but the people that make that place work.
And there has been lots of changes over at Shasta, but it's, you know, like you said, obviously it's worked. You would not be getting a rating like this.
Healthcare is a team sport, and, hospitals definitely are big teams.
Well, do you feel like your biggest opponent right now is the government then? If it's a team sport, who's that other team?
Well, that's, okay, I guess that's a lead in. Is that what you say in your business?
That was a segue.
A segue, okay. Good. Well, we're into the subject of, federal planning and allocation of healthcare resources, which is the slang term is Obamacare. The truth is that what we call Obamacare has been 20 to 25 years in the making. It just has been a push by folks in the professional of the Health and Human Services Department for multiple, administrations, Republican and Democrat, who have been just seeing this as their goal. Central planning of a huge part of our economy. But I want to today take the moment to tell you, here's a good example of why it's not going to work. And I want your listeners to, if you wish, get on the web today, type in or Google physician compare, And then you'll find coming up one of the federal websites. It's called Physician Care, and it's the official Medicare site by which you're able to search for physicians with certain specialties in your zip code or within 15 miles of your zip code. You go onto that site and get the physician compare. You type in the zip code 96001, downtown Reading. Select surgery. When it comes up, select cardiac surgery. And the United States government will present you a list of 21 cardiac surgeons that practice in within 15 miles of downtown Reading. Here's the interesting thing. There's only two. There's Dr. Popmeyer up at Mercy and myself. Everybody else on that list doesn't exist in Reading, but they've at one time might have come through here or covered for one of the hospitals within the last decade. Several of them are retired. I couldn't find anybody who was dead. But the two names that do not appear on the federal list are Dr. Popmeyer and myself. And it's fascinating because when you're going to go plan and run part of the government, you're only as good as the data you get to do it. So somewhere in Washington, D.C., there is an office that if queried, wants to know what's the adequacy of coverage for heart surgery in Redding, California, and they'll pull up this list and say, oh, they got 21 people qualified and ready to go that are part of that medical area. Absolutely, I don't want to say wrong. It's so badly wrong that there's no way a system that's that internally flawed can possibly – well, it's absolutely dangerous because it leads to complacency. Well, they've got plenty of heart surgeons in northern state California. Just to make sure it wasn't an aberration, I put in Long Beach where I was from before, and they've got five people that have practiced cardiac surgery in Long Beach aren't even on the list and others that have retired and I knew a long time ago. So – basically, you got to wonder, the government runs its data out of 4- and 5-year-old billing information as if these people are functioning in Reading. So how do they possibly understand allocation of resources, which is what Obamacare is really about?
And which is going to get worse. We're going to talk about that. Perhaps your name doesn't appear on this list, Dr. Doug McConnell, because it's on that watch list that the Homeland Security has. And they've just got them mixed up. Okay, we're going to
be. Take
care. Okay. Thank you.
Be very aware.
We're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bob. We're going to be right back. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. We're talking the impact of this newest, of the Obamacare plan on you and your healthcare, and it is a tremendous impact. And if you think it's going to be cheaper, think again.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle. And we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
We can build the most another thousand dreams.
Yep. We are live.
Yeah, welcome back.
41 degrees in the downtown studios. That's all right, KCNR 1460. Bob, you do the best bump music, and yes, we have,
Yeah, we stepped all over it, Bob.
That's all right. Oh. You know what? We're putting our headphones on and hitting the mics and all that other stuff. Anyway, 41 degrees in the downtown studios. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's going to be mostly sunny day today with temperatures around 64, and our evening looks like we are going to have a low of 39.
Okay. Okay, I want to remind everybody on the 27th, the Integrity Project is out there at in Selma Vineyards for a rally.
Wednesday.
That's this Wednesday, and it starts at 11:30 and goes from 11:30 to 1. I think there's going to be lunch out there and
yes,
everything. Dr. Doug McConnell is going to be out there. I'll be out there. And you know what, Bob? I realize you work really hard on the bump music when you do this, but you know what? Here's kind of like, did we hurt your feelings?
Well, what I was worried about was I apparently there was some unawareness in spite of my pre-warnings that the mics were going live. And of course, I'm always mindful of where the button is when these things happen.
Okay,
but we didn't say any bad words.
No, can we? No, no. But can we say this?
We didn't bombs. We didn't drop any bombs. There were several like putting the headphones on and bumping the microphone. Yeah, we do that all the time.
Well, it's all good. It's live.
That's human.
I did that, but I thought that was the meaning of bump music.
Okay, yeah. Well, on the break, we just did not take Dr. Doug McConnell's word for things.
We looked it up.
And you know what? He's absolutely right. Of the 21 surgeons, the first 10, nobody even knows who they are. They're not here.
No,
right?
Actually, I know one of them. He's a very good surgeon down in Palo Alto. And there's others on the name. And there was one fellow who left here in October of 2008, was here at Shasta Regional briefly for a period of time, but he's gone for... You can do the math over 3 years, 4 years coming up. And, he's listed as being a practicing surgeon with an office. And they even give you the address of the office right here in Reading. But, yeah, he hasn't been here for 4 years.
But the bottom line is that the people that the government have is seeing up here as being a cardiac heart surgeon. It's completely wrong. And it's probably been wrong for years.
That is correct. And I think it's also wrong in Long Beach, which is a big metropolitan center. So I wrote them today before I came on the show, this morning, because I wanted to just confirm the latest list. And I pointed this out to them and I said, please contact me. I gave my cell phone number, my email, and my office number. And I said, there are gross discrepancies. But my real point for the citizens, the people that this, I mean, healthcare is about us in our health, is that my point is that if the government has flawed information from which they're making decisions and allocations, garbage in, garbage out. And this is an important one. What doctors of which specialties are available to the citizens of a large rural area of the upper part of the state of California? I think is a reasonable geographic area to say, okay, what do we have up here that can provide the trauma care and the cardiovascular care? I didn't even begin to go look at cardiologists, which I probably should, because they could be thinking that we're awash with cardiologists. But the truth is they're using old billing data to somehow feed this database, which they're, by the way, Medicare is under sort of congressional push to have this up. But you cannot go shopping for a doctor. Remember these exchanges and getting your own insurance? And you can't go shopping if the data is wrong. It's a little bit like telling everybody that Safeway's got all this food, perhaps, after if the government were to try to do central planning of grocery distribution. It's like thinking on the shelves, there's Safeway's got all this food there, and you show up and the shelves are empty. And that's true. But for a fact, there's two board-certified practicing cardiac surgeons in this town.
Okay. All right. The we've just got a couple minutes left here before we have to run into a hard break. Dr. McConnell, when we start talking about you know, you can run, but you can't hide.
Yeah,
you
know? I know. My wife just called in, left a message, but all right, dear. We were down on the Sacramento River last night, and I got to drive in. She's down there, I'm sure, in her pajamas looking at the egrets flying by and having a wonderful morning.
And listening to us, obviously.
No, it's SG21 Surgeon Doctor, and Linda confirmed it just right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to take a break here. And, yeah, you can run, you can't hide. You know, if I say something, I get home, I get a critique of Linda's mind. She says, by the way, at the 15th minute of the second hour, you said the word...
Well, that's before there was factcheck.org, there were wives.
That's right. It's wifecheck.
And that's what I love about this. This
is dot testicles. Okay. Okay. Did I say that? We can say that. All right. You know, one of the things we get back from the break is I want to talk about the financial impact. I know you've got some new facts and figures on that one too. We talked about is, you know what, this is supposed to save us money. We're supposed to be able to, you know, the insurance companies and everything, but everybody's paying more. Everybody's starting to lose their coverage. And now they're arguing with the President of the United States and his group is that, look, if you're making us hold to a 30-hour work week instead of a 40-hour work week, and then we have to pay more money. I mean, you know, are you crazy?
There's many dimensions to that.
There's many. Okay. We're going to be back, but it's so many things that, you know, exemptions and all that. Does the average person really understand what's going on with this thing?
No, but nor does the average administrator or decision maker in Washington.
We'll take a break on that one. Dr. Doug McConnell is our guest, Carl in the Pot. KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. We'll be back after the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Chiancresso. A federal lawsuit's getting underway in New Orleans as the federal government and several Gulf states take BP to court over the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Among the questions being raised...
What caused the natural gas to leak from that well back in April 2010? How did it reach the deck of the Deepwater Horizon and explode? And why did the drilling rig sink, killing 11 people?
Fox's Casey Stegall, BP could end up paying out around $20 billion, and even more if they're found liable for punitive damages. Secretary of State John Kerry makes his first diplomatic trip to the UK, and Syria was the hot topic.
The Syrian people deserve better than the horrific violence that now invades and threatens their everyday lives.
Secretary Kerry due to meet with Syrian opposition leaders in Italy on Wednesday.
Fox News Radio, Simon Owen. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you will be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Carl and the Bot. It is 8:35 in the morning. 530-605-4567. If you've got questions for Dr. Doug McConnell. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts. Great prices. Discounts for seniors and discounts for veterans. It's man's last stronghold. It's Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. At this time, I was going to be talking to our guest, but he and Linda are figuring out the stuff on the computer because this is even getting worse. We're trying to find physicians of any kind that is right around the city of Reading. And this is off the government's own website.
That is correct. Yeah, this is the official website that's actually been created so that Medicare recipients can look for physicians who accept Medicare in certain specialties. We just spent the moment saying, okay, let's say they're pretty messed up in cardiac surgeons, claiming there's 27 of us or so, or 21. But for neurosurgeons, the few neurosurgeons in town would be happy to know that the United States government basically lists that there are 20 neurosurgeons within 15 miles of downtown Reading who are here, ready and able to practice.
Including two that we know for sure no longer live in the state.
I didn't see that on the neurosurgeons.
No, I'm just talking about ones that we know that no longer
around. So back to my basic premise that if you're back trying to centrally plan and manage resources, you're only as good as your input at your meetings or your data. But right now the federal government says there's 20 neurosurgeons in this town ready to work every day. And I think the few that we do have here and are doing trauma call and the other issues that this company would be very surprised to know that there's 16 or 17 other ready-enabled neurosurgeons ready to go to work in Reading, but they don't exist.
Okay, let's talk exchange because we also talked a little bit about this exchange. You know what? You know, California is the first one to set up an exchange. What is an exchange?
Well, an exchange, basically, as best I can see, is sort of going to be like Amazon.com. It'd just be insurance.com or something where basically the state or the federal government in each state of the country are going to set up a marketplace by which the insurance carriers are going to be tasked to create policies as defined by the federal government as to what they cover, and they'll come into a competitive marketplace by which you, the consumer, or the patient-to-be, can go out and meet your federally government mandated coverage requirements, or you'll get fined, and you get to choose one of the federally approved policies. That's important because the government is deciding what is covered. And then you're going to be subject to a variety of copays. And most importantly, if depending upon your income, family's income, there will be subsidies that really don't go to you. They actually are tax credits that flow to the insurance companies, my understanding. So you'll never see the, quote, subsidy, but the insurance company will, which sort of begins to make me worried about other government programs that have worked that way, sort of like the federal guaranteed loans for college education, which really led to the tuition rising fast. But Be that as it may, the exchange initially is going to be sort of a, when I said Amazon.com, what I mean is an online shopping spot where you can go out and do compare between the various models of the insurance companies offered by the key players in the insurance industry. Now, California State is chosen to set up and run its own, and the federal government says, you go get them, that's good, we're going to help you along as best you can. So we've set up something in this state called California Compare, which was just recently launched, and actually I think some of their press releases date from the late 2012 to early 2013. And but here's the big news, just in, I think, middle of last month, they said that they just received a grant for $638 million, as I recall, from the federal government for 2 years. So that's 300. You can do the math. It's a lot of money. And what they're going to do with that money is basically California Compare has a CEO and a multiple administrators. They're going to hire 700 people somewhere in their main administrative office. They're not going to be insuring anybody. They're just administering the exchange.
About $1 million per employee.
Well, but a lot of that money is going to go for media buy and advertising.
Right.
What they're going to do is then create a website. That's a website. That's a heck of a website. That's also, and they're also going to launch a multicultural, multilingual outreach to make sure everybody in California knows about the opportunity of the exchange and can then come to the exchange and browse the cyber aisles to pick the products that they do it. They're also about now established 4 levels of insurance that you can choose from, if depending upon what you want to pay. And it's interesting, they've named them platinum, gold, silver, and bronze. Isn't that fascinating? You know, we all talk about fair, but they're going to have 4 levels. And the, I guess the platinum coverage is going to be more complete and with lower copays. And then the bronze would be the lowest of the models. I don't know all the details. But they're very proud of having obtained this federal grant. Now, it's only an operating grant for 2 years. This is not at almost approaching $700 million. You do end up getting a website, a multimedia advertising, telling people to come on the website and go shopping. And then they're going to set up all the administrative underpinnings as how to compare the insurance products. But here's the real rub, I think. The insurance products are going to be dictated by the federal government as to what they're to cover, which means that the catastrophic hospitalization coverage that my son, who's a 28-year-old brand-new lawyer in Southern California, he's not interested in worrying about trips to the ER for cutting his foot or that, you know, he's willing to cover that. He just wants a high deductible catastrophic coverage for a major injury. They're not going to be out there. You know, he pays a fairly small amount per month for a high deductible but good hospital coverage for a major injury or accident. But they're going to force, I'm assuming they're going to basically force us all into buying
something
reasonably coverage, yeah, which is going to be a
it's
lot.
Like
it's going to be a lot of money for the people today that don't use the insurance marketplace or try to wing it on a high deductible policy.
Okay. Well, you know what? We've got to take a quick break. Jim, please hang on to the app on the other side of this break. You'll be the first one up. But this kind of sounds like to me like subscription to a cable channel, cable TV. You're going to get all of these whether you watch these or not. But you know, you can't pick and choose the ones you want. I watch 5 channels. Those are the ones I want to watch, and this is what I'm going to pay for. Nope. You've got to have 220 worth because it just helps everybody.
Yeah, but at least that's only 20, 30, 40 bucks a month.
Obviously, you haven't seen our cable bill.
Okay.
Hang in there, Jim. We'll be right back after
yes,
these
Jim,
messages.
We'll talk to you. Thanks.
Casey and our 1460.
People go just where they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's late.
Surgeon Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gremavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this weekend. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, houseboat giveaway, splashdown competition, backcountry horseman, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone this weekend at the 27th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL CBS 12 and KNBN NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's 8:45 in the morning. Let's get right to the phones. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Jim, thank you for holding over. What's on your mind? Do you have a comment?
Yes. What's going to keep this government from mandating that doctors have to take certain things, that do certain surgeries in order to keep their license? And they won't allow them to, otherwise, if they don't do exactly what they tell them to do, then they won't allow them practice, use any of the hospitals or anything like that.
Well, that is actually a concern, because one of the great weaknesses in this whole great rollout is that, will there be any providers who chose to participate in what the government's trying to push down everybody? And the truth is, we all are licensed, but at the state level. So there's no federal licensure of government, of physicians, except for our narcotic license, which is through the federal government. So that would mean a state would have to come up and threaten your licensure unless you basically agreed to participate. But short of coercion, the governments have very few really tools to make anything more affordable, short of price fixing or coercion of providers and altering the marketplace. And that's actually one of the great Achilles heel of what's going on here, because all the people you heard about going on the Medicaid rolls or Medi-Cal here, there are no providers in this county that are accepting new patients, except for a couple that I'm aware of on a poll that I had my office staff do about a year ago. And so consequently, what you're going to have, which is different than the exchanges we're talking about, but Medi-Cal, which is our Medicaid for this state, is going to probably add several million people, new enrollees, and they'll get their Medi-Cal card. But interestingly, several years ago, the Canadian Supreme Court made a very important ruling saying access to a waiting line is not health care. And so the provider arm, there isn't a single line in the Obamacare bill that provides for the creation of any more providers or physicians or neurosurgeons or heart surgeons or orthopedic surgeons to deal with the anticipated demand, not only of our own baby boomers and aging population, but also for the new enrollees. Yeah, you're right, Jim. I don't know if it'll come down to trying to, you know, we do have an amendment against slavery, so that's probably going to keep some of us protected.
Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for the phone call. That was a good point. Okay, Doctor.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, Doug, we talked about the exchange.
Yes.
Is it going to work?
Well, the exchange, again, is this concept. I sort of call it Amazon.com for medicine, where you're going to go shopping. But here's the interesting thing. At Stanford University, there is a business school. There's a professor called Elaine Eindhoven, who's probably one of the most erudite and educated individuals in all of healthcare management. He, for many years, he developed a concept called managed competition, which is the basis of PPOs, HMOs, and other things. And he and his team have been involved in this quite a bit. They were involved in the initial Hillary Care back in the early days of the Clinton era, and they were somewhat involved in some of what was going on with the creation of Obamacare. He himself feels that there should be some centralized management, so he's hardly a hardcore right-wing individual, but he's knowledgeable and respected. Well, after he finally saw the legislation come out of this bill, and in 2011 during an interview, this man made the following statement, which I found interesting. I'll paraphrase. He basically stated, he said, you know, based on my analysis of what this legislation is and how it's incentivized and constructed, it's designed to fail. It's designed to fail, he said.
That means, why would they design it to fail?
Because, remember the famous quote? Never let a crisis go to waste.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if were this to all blow up and be dysfunctional, actually for some of the reasons Jim just mentioned, if the providers choose not to be on board and this fails, because it's only as good as the number of
that's right,
the access to actually hospitals, beds, and to surgeons and physicians, you cannot create new providers by law, meaning that you can open up nurse practitioners and PAs to doing more primary care, but you can't by law turn Carl Bott into a neurosurgeon. You know, it's a 15-year journey, or a cardiac surgeon, similar. And there are no providers. There's 106 slots for training cardiac surgeons in this country. There was 81 applicants last year.
Let's go to the phones. David, you have a comment for the doctor.
Hi. Obamacare was never supposed to work. It was a bridge to single payer. It's a way to increase the demand for single payer. And then when the whole thing falls down, we will get Canadian style healthcare.
And David, you may have, you and Dr. Eindhoven agree, Professor Eindhoven, in the sense that once the demand and the crisis is there, then, oh my gosh, the only solution is to basically,
nationalize the doctors?
Well, that's, yes.
I mean that.
David is partially correct. And that's why I really think the exchanges are a step, and they're only temporary, because they're only being funded for 2 and 3 years, at least in this state. The state can't support an exchange and get it up and running and maintain it as a new cost every year, at least the state that I'm aware of. Yeah. So, Dave, yes, there's that great fear that this truly was basically a bait and switch. And, of course, you know, that works on maybe in car shop dealers. But the truth is the American public perhaps may be hoodwinked. The other part of this was they got the insurance company on board of this, and they basically have only a few years to really run up the rates, provide the policies. And then if it really does become Canadian, the insurance companies will just become administrators of federal and state dollars, taking a cut off the action as it goes through, which is exactly how they run Medicare right now. They don't insure anybody. They basically process the paperwork for the feds. So,
can I ask a question for the doc?
Sure.
What do you think of the quality of the cardiac surgery journal in Canada? What do you think in general of the quality of the medical literature in Canada and the medical research in Canada?
Okay. Well, I don't read their journals per se, but the cardiac surgeons in Canada are generally well trained. They have a limited number of centers because they manage it by a province. And so cardiac surgery in Canada is less available than the United States. And years ago, there was a famous story done on PBS here where they actually showed the waiting room, a condominium in Toronto filled with about eight couples, all of whose children had died on the waiting list at Toronto Sick Children Hospital awaiting cardiac surgery. Now, this is back in the 90s. But the point was, is that in the single payer system, it was very limited access then, and it perhaps improved. But more importantly, in the United States, it had no real central guidance. There was never a child dying waiting for cardiac surgery in this country, no matter what their ability to pay. And I can pretty much state that from my colleagues. So in a country that had an open market with physicians and surgeons able to do what they could for everybody, there were no waiting lists and no children died. Whereas in Canada, it was accepted. They actually had psychologists working with these parents as to how their children just didn't quite make it on the list at Toronto Sick Children, because in that province, that's the only pediatric cardiac center up there. Also, Canada, you've got to realize, it's smaller than California.
Okay. Hey, David, we're past our break here, but thanks so much for the calls and your comments. You were right on the mark, obviously. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. We're going to come back, finish up here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, right here at KCNR. It's 8:56 in the morning. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. Tomorrow we welcome Ed Roman in from the Redding community, or the Crime Watch, Merchants Crime Watch Group, and their initiative against stopping giving money to panhandlers, and then the counter-protest against that group. I'll be on tomorrow morning. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell, and we were talking about why this system is going to fail.
Well, that's Professor Eindhoven's opinion. He basically sees that if you look at the penalties that have been set up for the first 2 to 3 years.
And we're talking about Obamacare and the exchanges and everything
exchanges,
right now.
That's correct, yeah. So if you basically choose not to buy any insurance at all, and remember, these are going to be fairly expensive policies. If you think back to my son, the lawyer, I'm not saying he's going to do it, but the truth is, his entire, to my understanding, the penalty the first year is $700 if you don't buy this and they catch you. And of course they're putting 16,000 IRS agents into the process here to work all this. But if they catch you, it's a $700 fine. But more importantly, they're probably not going to catch you. But it also means that in the hospital emergency room, you can be signed up for that insurance. In fact, that hospital is going to get you on the insurance real quick for your upcoming procedures, potentially. There's no downside. The insurance companies they have mandated coverage. So in the emergency waiting room, if you sign up for the insurance before they go set your leg or gosh knows what, the point is, to my knowledge, is that's it. You're going to be fined $700 because you hadn't purchased it before you came there. Well, you can study the incentives. People are not going to necessarily sign up for the insurance. And the basis of insurance is spreading the risk over a whole group of people who are paying in advance.
That was the whole idea.
Yeah. So Dr. Eindhoven says they've made those penalties so low, the incentives so low, that it's going to fail within the first 3 years is basically pretty much his prediction. And he's sort of right at the insurance part, but of course the insurance companies are sitting back and they're going to get subsidies probably, and everybody's going to be taken care of by Uncle Sugar. But the truth is, if you don't have high penalties to make you go out and buy the fire insurance, it's like coming home and seeing smoke coming out your roof and calling up your insurance agent and getting coverage on your fire insurance.
Okay.
Thank you, Doctor.
It's been a quick hour, and there's so much more.
Doug McConnell, our guest this morning.
Because we're all in this together. This is about us. It's our health insurance. And the truth is, you can't have a bureaucracy deciding the resources based on horrible data and horrible computer systems. Yeah. And that's what they're getting at. Please, the free marketplace actually being imperfect, but it still works in healthcare. But be prepared. As I say, my guys in the operating room say, buckle up, keep your hands and arms inside the rides at all times, and hold on.
What we're going to do is, we're going to have a 2-day or 3-day series. We're going to bring in a number of doctors and probably some from national level to say, what we can do to try and make this work.
Let me mention the name.
Or fight it.
Everybody get on and Google Ben Carson.
Ben Carson, great. Yeah.
Yes.
At the prayer
breakfast.
There
is a national doctor. Okay. That is the future.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady, talking to governors but sending a message to Congress.
As governors, some of you with legislatures controlled by the other party, you know that compromise is essential to getting things done.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Having made no headway with Republicans over the sequester, President Obama urged the nation's governors to help.
I hope that you speak with your congressional delegation and remind them in no uncertain terms, exactly what is at stake.
Sunday, the administration put out a state-by-state report on the impacts of the sequester. But Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker says the president needs to keep the focus on spending cuts.
They have to make the cuts because we still have to balance the budget and get back to deficit reduction, which was what the sequester was about in the first place.
The president has been insisting on more tax increases as part of any sequester agreement. Lisa?
Mike, how much more might BP have to pay for the nation's worst offshore oil spill? Opening arguments underway in New Orleans in a trial to identify causes of the deadly rig explosion.